Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. With not much time left to get organized, the Republican Party in Massachusetts is still looking for candidates for the special election to fill the U.S. Senate seat vacated by John Kerry. One well-known state representative took a step today toward entering the race, but he's not a candidate yet, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Dan Winslow calls himself socially moderate and fiscally conservative. He says he has a record of solving problems with Democrats.
And what I just don't know is if there's sufficient support in the Republican establishment for that kind of a Republican.
To find out, Winslow wants to spend the next few days meeting with activists and potential donors. Former U.S. Senator Scott Brown ran and lost on a claim he could work with Democrats, but Winslow is implying he's different.
And I think we've got to put aside partisan differences and be willing to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk of reaching across the aisle. I've done it, and I would do it again if I were a candidate successful for the U.S. Senate. Yeah.
Unlike Brown, Winslow says he would have voted to confirm former Harvard Law School Dean Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court.
I'm a big fan of Elena Kagan, Justice Kagan, and you know, if we have good people from Massachusetts to be elevated to positions of such prestige as the U.S. Supreme Court, had I been a senator at that time, it would have been a strong yes vote by me.
Elizabeth Warren beat Scott Brown in part by pegging him to Senate Republicans such as Mitch McConnell. Winslow recognizes that Washington Republicans are not popular here.
Our brand nationally is something that is a challenge here in Massachusetts. And so the issue is, you know, do we give up or do we fight harder? I'm so proud of our history, our tradition in Massachusetts, of what we've accomplished here as well as for the country, that I intend, if I jump in, to work harder. What I need to find out is there support for that point of view?
One potential opponent of Winslow's for the Republican nomination is Cohasset private equity financier Gabriel Gomez. He's been meeting with Republicans in Washington, and he's impressed some of them. Winslow looks forward to meeting with national party leaders, too.
I'll be down in Washington next week, at the beginning of the week, and be having a series of conversations to introduce myself to folks and to explore this effort further.
Winslow was former Governor Mitt Romney's chief legal counsel. He was also a judge. Until he officially jumps in, he's not allowed to start gathering the 10,000 signatures he'll need by the end of the month to make the primary ballot. But he says he's not worried about getting the signatures in time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.